Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code CHAMPION, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. You'll also have instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and boosted odds specials. Just download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code CHAMPION and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. The BetMGM app is the perfect way to experience the excitement of wagering on live sports, now in more markets than ever. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
August 30th, 2022. Halfcast 342, episode 342. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Florida man arrested after trying to buy child from mother for $100,000. To be so bold as to make such a request in complete confidence, you can't tell me that this man hasn't made that sort of offer to parents in the past. The only question would be whether anyone's out there who said yes. An 85-year-old Florida man was arrested Thursday after he attempted to buy an 8-year-old girl for $100,000. Authorities said the incident occurred in a local Winn-Dixie store after Helmuth Kolb approached Lauren Benning and began asking about her young daughter, according to a report. "We don't get that many Helmuths around here anymore. What is that, Civil War era?" Benning initially believed that the Port Orange, Florida resident was lonely. She said, "No, every fiber of my being is saying that wasn't the case. He just came up and he started making comments about how pretty she was and how good her dancing was and how he was watching her dance, how he could never have children and how he wanted children," the mother said. "Well, you had the better part of 85 years to figure that out, didn't you?" Benny entertained the man for a short while and then made her way out of the store, according to the report. As she went out one exit with her daughter, Kolb, a registered sex offender, left through another. "You ever take a bite of something and can't quite put your finger on what that extra ingredient is?" That's what it was. Sex offender. "He approached me in the parking lot. Weird. Get your taser and or pistol ready, lady. Actually chased me down in the parking lot and said, 'Hey, I want to make a deal with you. I'd like to buy her for $100,000, she recalled. "I was in complete shock," the mother said. When Kolb approached Benning, he was already on probation for charges relating to his attempt to purchase a child for $200,000 in 2018. The report noted, "I knew it." Following the incident on Thursday, he was arrested after violating the terms of his probation and is being held without bond, court documents indicate. "We all like kids," Kolb said, according to authorities. He's creepy. "I don't think there is a producer or director or anyone in show business that can actually depict how unsettling that scene must have been. He needs to be locked up and not allowed to be around our children," Benning said. Next up, man killed in Walmart lot over driving and parking. People have beef in all shopping stores and parking lots, all shopping centers, but Walmart attracts an especially unique crowd where you mentally have to prepare yourself to do what you gotta do to make it home to your family. Like, your whole shopping experience is just one big standoff. A 23-year-old man is accused of fatally shooting a father in a dispute over a space in a parking lot at Walmart, according to local police. Christopher David Hernandez got into an argument with a 32-year-old man, later identified as Joshua Lazard, outside of a Walmart in Houston on Saturday afternoon, and the dispute quickly grew violent, according to a press release from the city. The two men parked in the same row and walked toward the store, the press release said. That is when Lazard allegedly confronted Hernandez over his driving, telling him, "You don't know how to drive," a witness said, according to a report from local news station KTRK-TV. Hernandez, who has no criminal history, then allegedly pulled out a handgun and shot Lazard multiple times, according to the city's press release. I don't want to confuse anyone because that did not call for that man to get shot multiple times. Let's be honest. It didn't call for him to get shot at all. But given Walmart's track record, if a stranger approaches you in the parking lot, there's no way to see ahead of how things can possibly escalate. He then walked into the store where he was detained by local police officers. He has since been charged in the shooting. Lazard was taken to a local hospital and later airlifted to Memorial Hermann, Texas Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead, according to officials. On Sunday, a judge set Hernandez's bond to $300,000 and called him a danger to the community because there were several bystanders around him when he allegedly shot Lazard, according to KTRK. He was able to post bond on conditions of house arrest with an ankle monitor and not being allowed to drive or possess any weapons. Lazard's wife, Ataska Dixon, told the news station that she didn't think my best friend was going to be gone. If it's something stupid as a parking spot, come on, she said. I'm sure that man has a family, so why would you shoot somebody over something so small? Dixon also spoke about how Lazard's death will impact their three children. I can't make these children be men by myself. That wasn't my responsibility. That was his, she said. Next up. Since we were already outside in the Walmart parking lot, why don't we just take a trip inside and see what's going on in the store? You can't just tell a customer to Google it. Walmart manager fires employee, sparking debate. It's no secret, customers are morons, and I'm the leader of the pack, but I can say that you can't. Viral TikTok footage shows a Walmart manager firing an employee after trying to explain how poorly he handled a customer interaction. The video was posted by user Beyond the Lens TV, a TikTok account with more than 90,000 followers that is known for posting reality entertainment. The alleged Walmart employee named Christian recorded the video, which garnered nearly 400,000 views as of Tuesday. In the video, the manager reminds Christian of a situation he recently had with the customer. It seems that the customer had asked Christian for help with their AT&T box or resetting their password. At the time, Christian had refused to help the customer and allegedly told him to Google the information they needed. The manager says, "This is not the tech department. Would you like a refund or exchange? No? Then you can get the hell out of my line. Respectfully." See, I can say that. You can't. I understand that in the moment you were busy with customers and you couldn't tend to it right away, but the way that you handled it was not the way that you should have handled it, the manager tells Christian calmly. Oh, leave it to management to always come through with that golden tidbit of sage wisdom. If you knew all that, why were you sitting back watching me struggle with all those damn customers in the first place? The manager adds that the customer said Christian was rude. Christian cut her off, asking if the manager took the customer's word over his. So we're doing a he said, she said now? He asks, sounding annoyed. Oh, I like this guy, Christian. Christian's body is physically at work, but in his head, he quit a long time ago. The manager explains that Christian also told her his side of the story after the incident, and he had acted rudely. I told the customer, I don't care if she says I'm rude because I did do my job. I did help her. Christian says, that's exactly what I said, and he's standing on it too. I told you that, and I still don't care because she could tell you that I punched her, and I don't care because I didn't do anything to her. I helped her. Oh, it's apparent that our buddy Christian has found an especially unique way to handle the customers. What I would have done, just to make sure the lady didn't walk away with absolutely nothing, I probably would have got her a few phone numbers, one of them being AT&T tech support that would probably walk her through how to troubleshoot her AT&T box to get it up and running. And then besides phone numbers, I would have shot her a website. So either or, she wouldn't have walked away empty handed. In response, the manager reiterates that she understands how Christian was feeling in the moment, but that he didn't handle the situation well. Gee, you think? She tells him that in customer service, he doesn't get to not care. You can't just tell a customer, Google it. The manager says if they knew to just Google it and read themselves, then they wouldn't come to you for help. So in that situation, the better route would have been to ask the customer to wait until you're done with the other customers or to call somebody else for backup. You were sitting here watching the whole thing, Christian. You're my backup. Christian tells the manager he didn't expect to receive help, and he goes to work prepared to work on his own in the technology department. Oh, he was in the tech department. He says he doesn't look for backup and never expects other managers to come and help him when needed. He repeatedly claims he helped the customer and denies saying he couldn't help her. I was rocking with him until I found out he was in the tech department. New information. You in the tech department, there was no way that lady shouldn't have walked away with a definitive answer on how to get her AT&T box up and running. Christian snaps back that he has a job to do and he doesn't have time to extensively help each customer. He says he works with Walmart, not Best Buy. Damn it. Where he would earn a commission for consulting with customers. At the end of the day, Christian, we work in retail. We are here to serve our customers. The manager says, comparing it to Best Buy, if that's how you feel, then that's how you feel. But at the end of the day, the situation that we're talking about right now, you did not handle it correctly. And not only did you not handle it correctly, but this is not the first time that this has been an issue. Again, Christian calls the manager out for believing the customer over him, which prompts her to roll her eyes in exasperation. The two continue to go back and forth on what happened until the manager says the conversation is over. At some point, you got to take some measure of responsibility, though. At some point, based on the situation and the outcome of it, and the fact that we've had numerous encounters like this before, I'm letting you go. She says the conversation and its outcome sparked mixed reactions among viewers. The majority seemed to side with the manager, and several called out the employee's entitled attitude. That's exactly what it comes across as. This manager is handling this situation correctly. This is another entitled employee, one viewer commented. As a manager, I agree with her, and based on the attitude of this employee, would have released them as well, a second viewer commented. A third said this kid has and will continue to have an attitude and issue with authority. Letting him go was the right thing to do. Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.
Ah, holiday get-together. So many things to look forward to.
Pass the squash. I'm trying to eat more vegetables.
No, actually, squash is a fruit.
It's a vegetable, like green beans.
Well, beans are a legume.
What are you, the vegetable police?
Look, I'm just saying that just because...
But to those who can always find the silver lining, give the gift of joy. Holiday scratchers from DC Lottery, like Peppermint Payout, Merry Money Multiplier, and Festive 500s, with over $1 million in total cash prizes.
Just trying to be accurate around here.
Please play responsibly.
Geico presents Daily Affirmations.
Repeat after me. We are filled with an abundance of joy.
We are filled with an abundance of joy.
Also an abundance of questions. Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service to help answer questions and resolve claims quickly.
Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service.
We are also filled with an abundance of biscuits.
We are also filled with I don't think it works this way.
Oh, and jam. Don't forget jam.
To manifest more Geico in your life, go to geico.com.